Welcome to Before We Leave. I'm Dang To, and I'm joined with...
I'm Azad.
I'm Jackson White.
I'm Matthew, and this is our special guest...
Peter Nichols.
It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
All right, so this show is about, like, what your high school experience was like. So what was your most enjoyable or unenjoyable experience that you've had in high school?
Well, my most enjoyable experience has got to be just hanging out with my friends after school, because... Since we get out like 2:45, we just have lots of time for the rest of the day, and so close to like McDonald's and H Mart and all that, you just walk right to store and have a lot of fun. However, my least favorite was probably chemistry, 10th grade, and or hard second would be pre-calc last year, because pre-calc honors, it's
very fun.
Don't waste your time taking chemistry honors or pre-calc honors, because they are not worth the struggle.
Just take regular pre-calc.
Just take it regularly, exactly.
Speaking from experience.
Quite convenient.
I passed both those classes with like B minuses, which is like bad for me.
My least favorite experience is probably spending $100 on chicken nuggets, but it's also my favorite experience. So it's a very love-hate relationship with McDonald's.
Yeah, I would say my favorite experience is the fire academy we have together. That's always fun.
I'd say waking up for school was the most unenjoyable experience.
Okay, I agree with you on that one. I was so happy when they like increased the time that you could wake up. You know?
Back in ninth grade
or something.
But then they screwed up our schedule, so we had only like 6 minutes to walk between classes. So now we just gotta sprint across the school.
I don't have any classes that are across the school.
Oh, you're lucky.
So that's good.
I had a class that was across the school like most of my high school years, except for this one. We're all in the corner, which is nice.
Oh yeah, last year I just jumped across the school back and forth both days, and it was terrible. Yeah.
I got a hike to PFIT every other day, so.
All right, next question is, do you have a job outside of school? And if you do, how is it?
Actually, I'm doing the fire academy with Jackson, so I can't actually hold a stable job, but because it goes from 12 to 5 every other day, lots of work. But I have picked up like odd jobs, like I did renovating in Manassas over winter break, and then earlier in October I worked the scare maze at the Lorton Community Lorton Workhouse Arts Center.
Yeah, weren't you a lifeguard at one point?
Yeah, for the past 2 summers and going on my third, I was a lifeguard, and so this summer I'm going to be a manager at a pool out in Cottontail Pool, South Lorton Rec Center, kind of Sangster area. If anyone knows where that is.
Just a question from one lifeguard to another. What training do? Do you do Red Cross or Ellis training?
My pool is Red Cross.
Okay, so you're the bad kind of pool.
We're the bad kind of pool, but we've only had to save like 2 people in the time I've been there, so it's not like
most people know how to swim, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you want to be a volunteer firefighter at some point? So that's also a possibility.
Yeah, next year I'm starting at Nova and getting an emergency medical services degree, which will get me up to paramedic. And then while I'm doing that, I'm planning to volunteer firefighting.
All right.
So that I can start helping out the community.
Yeah, sounds fun.
So do you have any stories from firefighting? Because that sounds like there could be some good stories there.
I actually do. Last class, we were just finishing up a hazmat unit.
That was fun.
Yeah, and we had a practical test where we took 2 hose lines, put them on a medium fog, and advanced on this huge burning gas tank.
Yeah, we had to shut off the valve.
Yeah, so two groups of 2 and would go up with the hoses, and the 5th guy would run up right next to the fire with all the water being sprayed around and have to turn off this valve to shut the fire off. And we've also done a car fire prop where you had to run up right next to the fire to put in the wheel chocks. And it was really, really interesting. Just getting near fire and being in front of it is just the best thing in the world.
Yeah, it's a lot different than a regular school day, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't usually set things on fire here, as much as I would like to.
Of course.
But I had another question, but I can't remember it, so I'm just going to say something else.
It's almost...
Now, have you ever had, like, stupid stories? Like, at work one time during summer, when camps were there at the pool, and I had to, go bathroom check, make sure people weren't dead in the bathrooms, a little kid walked up to me and asked how to take his shirt off. I had to answer that question seriously, which is a fun experience because I was standing there for a half a second wondering if this kid was serious or not, but he was serious and he didn't know how to take his shirt off. So do you have any stories like that?
I haven't had dealt with people not knowing how to dress themselves, but I have done stupid stuff, lifeguarding, like jumping off the slide directly into the pool. It's like 10 feet off the ground. And also riding my bike off the diving boards. That was one of the highlights of my summer.
That's awesome.
I cannot get a bike in my pool, but we did get a canoe in there one time. Somehow.
All right, so going on from that, what do you aspire to be when you graduate from college? Is it still firefighting?
I want to become a career firefighter with Fairfax County or Prince William County, since they're switching over to a half volunteer, half career to fully career, so there are probably a lot of job openings. But I just really want to stay in the area because it's really the best area, best fire department in the world. So I want to get with them and join the USAR team that goes around the world saving lives. So
that's great. That's the plan. Like you had a very fun high school experience, all the, you know, job stuff. Anyway,
I think that's all the time
on before we leave. Thank you, Peter, for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yep.